Well, it's a new year, and as many media outlets tend to do, at the beginning of a new year, we often like to look back at an old year. And since this is our first monthly Archbishop segment of 2022 of the new year, I thought it would be appropriate to sit down with the Archbishop and think a little bit about what God has provided in the past year. So as we are grateful for his provision for us as an archdiocese, we are also grateful for the provision of our Archbishop. Archbishop Hebda, great to be with you again. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, Patrick. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
It is amazing. It's amazing that we're already in a new year. I'm still having a hard time remembering to sign 2022.
Right. Yep. I remember writing the first check, and it's always a bit of an adjustment, but here we are. We're in a new year. So, Archbishop, just an open-ended question from me. As you look back on the year that God has provided for us here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis in 2021, many people said that 2021, there was a poll out too that said it was the worst year of their lives so far, but I don't think that's what we're thinking about here in the Archdiocese. What strikes you as memorable events that happened in the Archdiocese in 2021?
Well, you're right there, Patrick. Even though it was a very challenging year, I mean, I certainly see the Lord's blessings bestowed on us in abundance in 2021. First of all, I think about the ongoing involvement with our Archdiocesan Synod. And that mammoth effort that took place this fall with the Synod's small groups. And I continue to receive not only the formal input from those that was gathered in those settings, but also lots of people writing emails or letters about their experiences with that as well. And one of the things that it really made clear to me is that one is that we have a faithful who so much want to be involved in the church in a deeper way. And so they were grateful for that opportunity to come together and to discuss. And I think it could be the difficulties of COVID too. So for many of our people to have that chance, if they haven't been coming to church events, to have the opportunity to come together in a meaningful way where they were able to discuss their dreams for the church and how it is that we can move forward, I think that was very positive for nearly everyone. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we receive a few criticisms along the way for what was included or what wasn't included, or whether subliminal messages or what were the choices that we had made. But overall, there was just such, when I just consider the number of people who participated, and I look at, in these days, I've been going over, everybody was asked to provide their best idea on each of the topics, right? And so as I've just been going through those things, I realize how the Lord has really blessed our local church in that through that process, and that people had that opportunity to engage with each other, but also with their Archbishop on those things that were obviously so important to them. So for me, that was a great blessing in 2021. I also had the opportunity to be in one of our Catholic schools this week, and it reminded me of the real blessings that we received in our Catholic schools in 2021. Hmm. So we weren't able to do some of the large events that would have naturally been planned. We've gone before to the U.S. Bank Stadium, and this year it was going to be to the XL Center, bringing together all of our Catholic school kids. We weren't able to do that. But when I consider the growth that we've seen over the last 2 years, but especially in the midst of the challenges of COVID, and how it is that our teachers have managed to persevere and keeping our students safe, but providing them a Christ-centered education in a way that is appealing not only to the students, but also to their parents and families. In my mind, that's been a great blessing as well. The school that I visited this week was St. Jerome's in Maplewood. And I was in the third grade classroom in particular. And you look around that class, and I would say probably 2/3 of the kids come from refugee families, maybe even a little bit more than that. And and how it is that our Catholic school is able to provide a safe environment that helps these students to learn. Their parents might not speak English so well, but these kids are just really growing. And St. Jerome's is a classical school, classical curriculum. And so the third grade classroom was camouflaged to look like a castle. So those kids were having that experience and learning all about what life was like in the Middle Ages. But these are third graders. And so I know they're getting a superb academic preparation, but they're also really coming to appreciate Christ and to recognize how it is that Christ is at the center of our lives and brings to us so many good things. And so when I look at 2021 and I see the way that our schools not only survived, but in fact thrived, I see that is a great blessing too. And then a third area, which is maybe not as widely known, was a change that's taken place in seminary formation. And not surprisingly, in our Synod small group discussions, there were a lot of people that had questions about how we prepare men to be priests. And we have to find ways of giving people more contact with our seminarians and with our seminaries too. I know that people, when they come to the seminaries, whether it be St. John Vianney or the St. Paul Seminary, they always find that those experiences are so encouraging and uplifting and hopeful. But we do want to make sure that those men are really being prepared to have the deep spiritual foundation that they need to be able to withstand some of the storms, whether it be COVID or something else that our pastors have to live with. And so we need to have men that are extraordinarily rooted in Christ and in the gospel. And this year we had the opportunity to start our propedeutic year at the St. Paul Seminary. And it's a year we have 16 men from different dioceses who have come together in a preparatory year. So this is what's new to our system. And they're not taking formal university classes as would normally be the case with a college seminarian or a pre-theologian or somebody in theology, but rather they're really working on human formation. They're working on really coming to know the church better. So they're taking a deep dive into the catechism, into the liturgy for sure, into scripture, and then really trying to grow in the spiritual life. So they have a whole year that's devoted to that. And it's amazingly challenging, but it seems to be really fruitful. I had a chance to go out with the men from the Archdiocese who were in the program. And it was a Sunday, and I was asking them about how the Vikings were doing. And they said, Archbishop, how would we know? You know, during this propedeutic year, they don't have regular contact with, they're not using the internet. They're not using their cell phones in that way. So I did look at my phone and was able to share with them how the Vikings were doing. But it's just been such a blessed time for those men. And I can see the benefit that it will have long term in the church as we have men that are deeply rooted in Jesus and come to know Jesus in their everyday lives. So in my mind, they would be three real blessings from 2021.
Yeah, very good. And it's always good to keep in mind, especially amidst challenging times, the many ways that God has been good for us. So thank you for those three reminders of great ways that the Lord continues to provide here in our local church. All right, so it is 2022 now, and the calendar has flipped over, and we are, as some would put it, on our next trip around the sun here. And just wondering, from your perspective, some of the things that you're looking forward to here in this new year, the year of 2022.
Great. Patrick, it's brave of somebody in Minnesota or Wisconsin to even talk about the sun in January.
I suppose you're right about that, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's another story. But I'm certainly really, what's very proximate for us these days is the ordination of Bishop-elect Williams on the 25th of January, the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul. I, I think for us as a diocese, that feast is very important for us. And to have a new auxiliary bishop beginning his ministry at that time, and in that context, will be energizing for us. And as I've been watching Bishop-elect Williams since he's been named, and certainly I knew him well even before the Holy Father had called him to this new ministry, but I've been really impressed with his pastoral heart. He's been really blessed with a great gift of being able to minister in Spanish and in with a deep appreciation of the many cultures that are shared by our Latinos here in the Archdiocese. But by no means is Bishop Williams' heart limited to the Latinos, but it's just, he just has such compassion, and he's creative. I love the work that he's done at St. Stephen's and at Holy Rosary. Nothing seems to really be an obstacle for him in bringing people to come to know Jesus. You know, I've long admired St. Stephen's Parish for the evangelistic outreach that they have. And Father Williams is very much at the heart of that, where they have teams of people going out door to door. And we see that that's brought such great growth to that parish. When I think about how, by the Holy Father's choice, that our archdiocese has a new, you know, there might be a new effort, especially as we continue with our synod that's looking at, certainly at some of those questions, for that kind of evangelistic outreach, that's pretty exciting for me, you know? So that's certainly something that's right there at the forefront. And then when we just consider about the synod, you know, we're going to have to pivot a little bit with our synod process because of COVID. We don't want to bring large groups of people together at the moment. But we're still going to be doing additional consultation at the parish levels at a date either beginning of end of February or beginning of March, depending on the parish's choice, where people have an opportunity to really consider a draft of some of the propositions that will be given to those who participate in the synod, which will be at Pentecost, so at the beginning of June. So all of a sudden, you know, this has seemed like such a long process. But when I realized that these next steps are all within this calendar year, I realized that it's going to be an important year for us in setting direction for the next 3 to 5 years for sure. And we do that in the midst of all the other good things that are going on in the church, as you know, we continue to see the way in which people respond, love of God and love of neighbor. I'm even in these very cold times, I'm inspired by the number of our faithful who are volunteers for Catholic Charities or other organizations that make sure that those who are on the peripheries are taken care of. But it just seems to me like there's so many good things that are going on, not only at the beginning of 2022, but throughout the new year.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, many things to look forward to, I'm sure. Some of them as yet undisclosed, because the Lord doesn't always give us the long view on some of these things, right? Yeah. Well, we're just nearing up against the end of our time here, Archbishop, yet again, but I am grateful for the things to look forward to, the things that we can look back on and be grateful for, and the things to look forward to as well that you've shared with us. We're grateful for your leadership, of course, of the Archdiocese as well. And as we enter into this new year, I can assure you of our prayers, and we'll be counting on yours as well. And with that in mind, wondering if you can close us with your blessing as always, please.
I would be happy to, Patrick. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and upon your listeners, not only this day, but throughout the new year. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Archbishop. Always good to be with you.
Nice to be with you too, Patrick.
All right. Always good to hear from the Archbishop. Well, coming up, you've heard the saying, new year, new me, right? Well, if you vowed to take better care, especially of your mental health in the new year, you'll want to stay tuned. We'll be right back.